then we talked about Adhan. Now Adhan, because Muslim says that Adhan too. Adhan, when a person gives Adhan, there is answering the Adhan bil qawl bil fair. Through verbal answering with the tongue. And there's answering by action. Understand? Answering the call to Adhan. That when the Muadhan. How do you verbal? We explain that in last week. Qulu bi the Muadhan. Say what the Muadhan says. Repeat what the Muazzin says. And I told you, Hayyal al-Salah, Hayyal al-Falah, you will say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, because that's in Hadith. And then at the end, when he says, La ilaha illallah, you will say, La ilaha illallah too. You will not say, Muhammad Rasulullah. Yes, you will read salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will say, La ilaha illallah, as the Muazzin said, La ilaha illallah. But then you will say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the narration of Imam Muslim, Sahih Hadith, first salawat on Rasulullah SAW, and then the famous dua, through which you will get Rasulullah SAW's intercession, shafa'at. Allahumma rabba hadid da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasir al-qadila wa ba'athu maqama mahmudin ladhi wa'adza. Wa darajat al-rafi'a, and all those other extra wordings are not in the narration. So if you're reading something else, remember you're reading something else, but you're not reading this narration. You should know that this is the narration. Without these extra wordings, we don't put anything extra, we don't minus anything. But remember, many times there are many narrations, but I haven't come across any narration of Adhan with the other extra wordings of what the Rasulullah said. Yes, I do read that in some of the salawat of Rasulullah. I read that, but it's not in the Adhan dua. So Allahumma rabba hadid da'wati tam wa salati al-qa'im ati Muhammadin wa sila wa fadila wa ab'athum maqam al-mahmuda alladhi wa'adda innaka la tukhliqu al-mi'ad. I said that is an extra portion in Hadith. So that's there, but not in this narration of Imam Muslim. So up to there, the inna ka la tukhliqu al-mi'ad, you could add that because of that. Like, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh after wadu. As a Sahih Hadith. And then the 8 doors of Jannah will be open for you. And then what's the dua? Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-muttaqin. That's Imam Tirmizi's narration. So that is extra. And subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. After wudu. So these 3 duas after wudu. You know, dua after ta'lim and after we do majlis, kafara majlis, this is also after wudu. And many people matruf sunnah, like after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam end of majlis, kallama. It says very rare that Rasulullah did not read this at the end of majlis. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna wa sawa'ib ad-dunya mati'na Allah bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina wa ma'atina wa jawarina minna wa jawar ta'rana wa la manzalna wa insalna ala man adana wa la tajal musibina fi dina wa la tajal dina wa rahmina. She read this at the end of a majlis, like at the end of the majlis. You know why? Today, many du'as are narrated. When a person acts upon his knowledge, he will have his istighfar concentration on each narration at each time. The best way of making your knowledge strong is acting upon it. And amala alima, alim lam, alim lam. So they go together. Alim, alim, amil. Understand? So sometimes the students make this mistake when they're doing hifz. Ya'lamun, say ya'malun. Ya'lamun, ya'malun. So I said, no, it's ya'lamun here, but you're supposed to do amal, so ya'malun. But you do amal, you get ya'lamun to knowledge. So beloved friends, this is, so remember, now we were discussing, so we should follow the mu'addin, what he says. Now that is answering the adhan verbally. What's the hukum of answering? So now you're reading Quran, you're learning your hifz sabak. Do you have to answer? Right? Verbally? It's best that you can put your Quran away, and you could answer, right? But if you don't, it's all right. If you're reading Salat, Nafl Salat, obviously you can't. After you finish your Nafl Salat, you can say the whole Adhan. Understand? Now that's, if you get to Ustad is teaching Quran and Hadith, does he have to answer and the students have to answer? No. Understand? These are fiqh maslahs. You know how people, when they're jahalat, they think, oh, this is wrong? Because, read the books, because, but now, qawl, fail by action, you have to answer Adhan by action. So what's the, he said, Hayyal al-Salah, Hayyal al-Falah, you're still busy doing what you're doing. No, you haven't got wudu. You haven't got wudu. You're not prepared. So you're not coming to Hayyal Salah, Hayyal Falah. Understand? That's by action, right? That's necessary. So if you haven't got wudu, you're not prepared. And the Muazzin has said, Hayyal Falah now. He's also said, Hayyal Salah, come to Salah. He's also said, Hayyal Falah, and still you're not doing anything. And then, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you're not even there for iqama. And then you're not even there for salat, and your whole salat went. And you heard Hayyal Salah, Hayyal Falah. Where? In Turkey, Saudi Arabia, you're in a Muslim country. Azan is on a mic. You don't hear it at home. One way. I don't know if you can say it's a blessing. You can't say that's a blessing. But we could say, how much sins do we do? And how would the Muslim Ummah do sins if Azan was on speakers here and all the neighboring houses here were hearing? Not now, not in the lockdown. Remember, that's a different ruling altogether. That's the Muftis of all the rulings is different. But say in the normal days when it wasn't lockdown, and there was azan on the speaker. Then, when you heard Hayyal Salah, Hayyal Falah, Rasulullah said to the Sahabi, did you hear? Yes, then you have to go. Even if you're blind, no excuse, you have to go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I intend that I tell somebody to give azan, iqamah, and to establish salah. Somebody starts salah, and I go to those houses which people are reading their salah at home and burn down their houses. Well, this is at least right now, we don't really want to discuss now because people can't really come to the masjid. But that's the importance. So Hayyal al-Falah, Hayyal al-Salah. Have you heard that? Rasulullah said you have to answer. And that is by getting ready. So that's it. And then after Adhan, we read the Dua, the Durood Sharif, and then the Dua. I'll teach you another Dua today. Another Dua. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh radhiitu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasulah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil islami deena. This is another narration that it's also in Riyadhu al-Salihin here. الثاني أن يقول وأنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله رضيت بالله ربا بالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا وأقبل أن من قال ذلك غفر له ذنبه. Oh, for a person who says this, his sins are forgiven. So you want your sins forgiven? All you have to say is this. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا صلى الله عليه وسلم رضيت بالله Rabba. And when you wake up, you say, Raditu billahi Rabba, wa bil Islami deena, wa bi Muhammadin Rasoola, and some narration of Nabiya. But here you say, Raditu billahi Rabba, wa bi Muhammad. So after that. But remember the three questions. These are the three questions in the grave. Ma deenuk. What's your religion? You say, Raditu billahi Rabba. Then, who's your first? First, Marrabbuk. Who's your? Lord, you say, Raditu billahi Rabba. Second question, Ma deenuk, what is your religion? And you say, Raditu bil Islami deena, wa bil Islami deena. And the third question will be, what do you say? Ma taqulu fi hadha rajul. The ulama has explained three meanings, that Rasulullah will be brought forth to you. But they say that is disrespect. He will not be brought to your grave. Your grave will open up to his grave. Or Allah, angels will show you his picture. Or something like that way. And then what do you say about him? You acted upon the sunnah. You acted upon all these du'as all your life. Straight away you will say, وَبِي مُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولَةِ وَرَضِيْتُ بِمُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولَةِ. Understand? Then you will say, this is Rasulullah. Of course I recognize him. All my life I've done sunnah. But if you didn't follow the sunnah, then Allah protect. So these are the questions. So this is the du'a for grave. Five times daily in your salat. As soon as you wake up, you're supposed to read it. My shaykh, one of it is the last bayans. He stressed this dua. He stressed this dua so much. Why? Taqdeer. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihha wal-iffa wal-amana wa husn al-khulq wal-ridha bil-qadr. Oh Allah, we're happy upon taqdeer. We're happy upon taqdeer. Today, the people are even losing iman upon taqdeer. Why is it like this? Why is it like this? Why are these people oppressed? Why is it like this? Why is it like this? This taqdeer, nobody could ever go into taqdeer and explain taqdeer. That's not our job to understand. What's our job? Ghaib, we believe in the ghaib. Like we say, we believe in everything from the ghaib. So same way about taqdeer too, we believe in everything of taqdeer. Sabab, we do. If anybody could object, and anybody had the right to object to taqdeer, it would have been Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? My uncle strived. I'm trying my best to read the kalima. But Allah did not give him guidance. Inna kalata. He didn't pull a fight with Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he knew Nuh alayhi over said, Ya, he's my, inna abdi min ahli, wa inna wa'adaka lahaq. Allah, he's my, from my family. Allah says, he's not from your family. So he knew that. So Rasulullah sallallahu after his uncle left the dunya, never could he ask istighfar, never could he make dua for him. Khalas. But he tried his best. Sabab, but taqdeer. Otherwise he could have said it. And he didn't say, these people, she chewed my uncle's liver, she cut him into pieces, and you give her hidayat, Allah? He did not do that. Taqdeer. So this is all taqdeer. Today people see the most amazing, Allah give us iman and taqdeer. Because this is a very big aspect of deen. So radiyatu billahi rabba wa bi muhammadin rasula wa bil islami deena. Before that, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadin rasuluh, radiyatu billahi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluh, radiyatu billahi rabba wa bi muhammadin rasula wa bil islami deena. All your sins will be forgiven. So when you hear the adhan tomorrow, today at Asr, read this dua inshallah. You'll act upon this. Subhanallah.